AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the country could see significant steps toward a return to pre-pandemic normal, even before reaching coronavirus herd immunity.
We would hopefully get to that point somewhere by the end of the summer and the early fall.
Fauci says the best estimates when enough people are immune to end the outbreak range between 70% and 85% of the population.
You don't have to wait until you get full herd immunity to get a really profound effect on what you could do.
Meaning some government restrictions could be lifted. On the floor of the House.
Help is on the way. For the people, for the children.
The House, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is expected to approve President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill. Missouri Republican Jason Smith says Democrats are trying to appease their base and each other, not the nation.
That is why we have before us this wrong plan at the wrong time for so many wrong reasons.
The White House says President Biden will sign the bill Friday. Prosecutors investigating the Capitol riot in January say two extremist groups that traveled to Washington, along with thousands of other Trump supporters, weren't whipped up into an impulsive frenzy by then-President Donald Trump that day. Instead, they allege evidence points to the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys laying attack plans well in advance. The Senate confirmed Marcia Fudge to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Senate is expected to confirm Judge Merrick Garland as Attorney General later today and could vote to confirm North Carolina regulator Michael Regan to lead the Environmental Protection Agency as soon as tonight. Russian authorities say they're slowing down the spread of uploading photos and videos to Twitter over its failure to remove banned content, part of a growing effort to curb social media platforms in Russia that have been playing a major role in amplifying dissent. This is AP News. Comments by Harry and Meghan in the Oprah Winfrey interview are troubling in some Commonwealth nations.
In countries with historic ties to Britain, allegations by the couple that an unnamed member of the royal family had concerns over the colour of their unborn baby's skin raise a thorny question. Do these nations really want to be so closely connected to Britain and its royal family anymore? It was expected the interview would expose some rifts in the royal family. Now it seems to be risking divisions within the family of the Commonwealth, an association of 54 countries held together by historic ties. For decades, the Queen has been the driving force behind the organisation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
TV network ITV says Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, complained to them about presenter Piers Morgan's comments on her interview with Oprah Winfrey. Morgan says he didn't believe anything Meghan said. Piers Morgan has decided to leave as one of the hosts of Good Morning Britain. Ed Donahue, AP News.